Hi, everyone. Welcome to the MRP Tech Podcast. This is episode 160. My name is Matt, and this is the weekly podcast discussing everyday tech for everyday people. And in this week's episode, it's been a really crazy start to the school year. And I'm getting the episode out a little late this year, this week, because I basically had an allergy attack over the last weekend. It took me a few days to recover from that, but I did want to get an episode out this week, and I wanted to today bring you my thoughts on the Apple keynote event from September 10th, which was Tuesday of this week. And over the last few days, I've watched the event. It was over a 2-hour long event, and today's goal is just to talk a little bit about that, what my thoughts are on some of the new products that are coming out, and some of the other things that were discussed with the Apple event. Now, in the past, I have talked quite a bit on this podcast about being a fan of Apple. I use Apple products. I have a MacBook Pro. It's an older one at this point in time. I do have an iPad, and I have the new iPhone XR. I just purchased in June, if you remember me reluctantly talking about that when my previous iPhone 6S bit the dust, so to speak. So I was curious what was going to happen with this event on Tuesday, and I just happened to have a free period around 1 o'clock when the event started. So I figured I would have about 20 minutes where I could watch it. And of course, the event started, and I just had that feeling that right after the event started that there was going to be a fire drill, which there was. So our school district had a fire alarm, fire drill right as the event started. So I missed the beginning of the event and couldn't watch it. So I had to go back and watch it later on, and I actually rewatched it on my way to school this morning. I had it playing in the car. So the first thing that after the traditional opening video of the event, Tim Cook explains that he's not going to talk about he's not going to catch everybody up like he normally does, talking about previous releases or stats on some of the older devices that are being used. A lot of times he'll go back and talk a lot about those types of things. He just wanted to jump right in. So the first thing that they talked about is Apple Arcade, the new subscription service for gaming. And I'm not a huge game player. I don't play a lot of games. So for me, this wasn't really all that appealing, all that interesting. The point was that of this, though, that for $4.99 a month, you're going to have access to over 100 games at launch that are only available on the iOS platform and the Apple, the Mac platform. So the idea is if you're a gamer, Apple Arcade is going to be one of the cheapest routes for you to go as far as, not necessarily even paying for games, but subscribing to the service, and then you will be able to play as many of those games as much as you'd like. I'm not a big fan of subscriptions either, and so the first half of this event was talking about the subscription services. And so we have Apple Arcade and the Apple TV Plus subscription service, where they showed a couple of trailers for some upcoming TV shows. One of them including Jason Momoa, who was obviously Aquaman, and a new show called C. And the premise of that show was it's 300 years in the future, and humanity has lost their sight to various reasons, and there are newborn humans that are coming along who have the sight restored, and there's a big uprising on the different sort of cliques in this universe that they don't want these humans to see. So it's like post-apocalyptic type of show. It looked okay. It didn't really look great. In fact, in the trailer itself was some pretty bad, awful acting. So Apple TV Plus is also going to be $4.99 a month. And if you purchase a new Apple device within the next year or so, you're going to get a free year subscription to Apple TV. So they're really pushing this right at launch. And with the Apple Arcade, you have a 1 month free trial with that. So if anybody is upgrading phones within the next few months, or if they are purchasing an iPad or MacBook Pro or whatever, you'll have the free year subscription for Apple TV. Next up, I was a little disappointed in the upgrade to the 9.7-inch iPad. They revealed the 7th generation iPad, and they bumped the specs on it. The specs now, instead of 9.7, it's a 10.2-inch iPad with Retina display. It's sort of the base model iPad, and I wasn't disappointed in the iPad itself. I misunderstood what they said at the beginning, and I guess what they said is they recently updated the iPad line with the new iPad mini all the way up through the iPad Pros. And what I was really looking for is a new 12.9-inch iPad. I believe they're about a year out from the previous sort of spec bump on the 12.9-inch. And so I was sort of missing out, and I thought that what I misunderstood was that they were revamping the whole line today. So I missed that. So I was a little disappointed when I first heard this. And but this new spec, very low cost, $329 for the 10.2-inch iPad. And if you're an education or nonprofit, you can get it for $299, I believe. So they do offer a discount, which puts it in competitive price to, say, Samsung or even the Chromebook. So it's they're trying to enter that education field again. So it does have the A10 processor, which is a couple years behind the current lines, but it's a good spec bump for the baseline iPad. Next up was the Apple Watch Series 5, and there wasn't a whole lot to talk about with this one. They have many different types of Apple Watch now, some made out of steel, some made out of aluminum. They had a ceramic version, even a titanium version. The coolest thing that they mentioned was now the Apple Watch is on all the time, but they, with the new technologies that they have integrated, the you get the same battery life. And so you don't have to flip your hand up to see what time it is anymore. You can do now just glance at your actual watch and see what time it is. I've never been a fan of Apple Watch. I thought about purchasing one a long time ago, but then said, well, why do I really want to do that? I don't wear watches to begin with. Then they went into a whole health research portion of this of the Apple Watch and how it can be used for health research with the World Health Organization and other health organizations to monitor all sorts of different types of diseases and try to catch things ahead of time, whether it's heart-related or otherwise. I just think that there's... And it sounded like from this that it's an opt-in feature that you can opt in. None of your personal information is used, but it's just collecting data. I'm not a big fan of data being collected for any reason, even if it is for research. I understand there are needs for that, but I just, to me, it seemed like an invasion of privacy and HIPAA regulations and things like that. I just can't get over that stuff for any reason in particular. Next up was a discussion on the new iPhones. The iPhone 11 is replacing the iPhone XR. Same battery life with an hour extra battery life. So you're looking at 26 hours, I believe, of battery life. The iPhone XR has had the best battery life of the iPhones. And I can speak for that because I have been trying it. It's the most popular iPhone at this point, I believe. And a lot of people are really enjoying that extra battery life. So the iPhone 11 is now available for $699, which was $50 cheaper than the iPhone XR. So I'm surprised to see that. So that kind of impressed me that they actually reduced the price of that. They also have taken the iPhone XS and XS Max off the production lines, and now they are only going to be selling the iPhone 11 Pro and the iPhone 11 Pro Max. So these are the new flagship iPhones, and they do have all sorts of new improvements. They also get this bump in battery life, as well as A13 processor. The battery life, I believe, is 4 hours more for the iPhone 11 Pro and 5 hours more for the iPhone 11 Pro Max. So you're looking at about 16 hours worth of battery life, which the other one was 12. So that's impressive as well. The Pro line has a wide range of new lenses, telescopic lens and a wide angle lens, as well as a traditional camera lens. They're also doing a front-facing 4K video, which is kind of cool, and the bump in specs of megapixels for the cameras, for the front-facing cameras, which I would obviously expect that to happen. All sorts of software leading up to the release of iOS 13 and some new features in there for both iPadOS and iOS for the phone. So we would expect iOS 13 and iPadOS to come out probably around the 19th of September. That's what everybody is usually, it's usually about a week or so after the Apple event. Usually it's the Thursday. So that would be September 19th, and the new phones and devices go on sale September 20th. So all around, the event seemed to be a bit lackluster to me, iterating on past devices a little bit, I guess. Nothing really out of the ordinary that just blew me away. And I sort of seem to have been in that rut the last few keynote events. And it's not that I don't get excited about these events. It's just that I haven't seen anything really innovative. And there's I shouldn't say innovative, because there's a lot of cool things that they did produce in this keynote. But the innovation always just seems to be, here's a new iPhone at a more expensive price. Here's the next series for the Apple Watch. And here's a bump spec for the iPad. But I guess the biggest thing is the subscription models that came from this show, and I'm not a big subscription person, so that's kind of left me kind of feeling a little bit of meh about it. But the information is available online. There's highlights from Apple I'm going to put in the show notes in case you're curious, and obviously a few other places like CNET and The Verge and a few other places go a little bit more in depth than I'm going. Just wanted to cover it in case those of you who are out there missed it. So it was a event that everybody looks forward to in September, talking about those new devices leading up to the holiday season. And maybe there'll be another event in October with the next iPad 12.9 event, bump spec, that type of thing. Usually they do something a little smaller in October. So maybe there's that. I was really looking forward to the bump spec of the iPad 12.9. I'm hoping that it comes out at some point in time in the future, before not too long. But with this, it's Apple. Everybody's going to go in a mad rush to get these new devices out for the holiday season. I'm happy with what I have. It works. It's not something that I really need to. I don't have anything that needs replacing at this point in time. So I wasn't all that thrilled about this particular event. And what I have seen Apple make changes in is that now the iPads are 100% recycled aluminum casings on the iPad and the iPhone, which is interesting. It's the first time they've had that available on their devices, and so they have been trying to become a more environmentally friendly company, which is nice to see. So they always try to put that little push in of how they're becoming environmentally more friendly, things that they're doing worldwide to make some changes for the better. So seeing that is a plus. I really enjoyed hearing about that. They didn't go into too much detail about it, But just having 100% recycled aluminum means less mining, less mining of those raw materials, and obviously that's important to environmentalists. So good on Apple for that. The other thing that I really liked is in years past, the Apple events would be Tim Cook and maybe one or two other people involved. Now it seems like they're getting a wide cast of both male and females and different ethnicities as well. So it's nice to see a more diverse group of people presenting here at the Apple events. And another comment that I would see is their videos are always well produced. So usually how it works is they show a video, sort of a sneak peek at the new device that they're showing. It's usually very pop culture oriented. They'll talk about the new device and then they'll show a video with the devices being used. So in this case, a lot of the iPhones were being used to record in 4K. And they're recording that 4K front-facing camera. So those were very impressive. The image stabilization on the video, they had some video of a couple of cars driving through a desert, and they said afterwards that the video was all done just using handheld, no rigs or anything for the phones. So the image stabilization was excellent for that. So I like how they produce everything for the show on the devices itself. That's always been kind of an interesting thing for me. But even the videos this time, even though there's a few things that were cool, even the videos just weren't what I would expect from Apple for some reason. And maybe it's because I was not feeling well earlier this week, and maybe that's a big part of it. Could be just a personal opinion, but I just wasn't all excited after seeing this event. Who knows? You know, maybe these will be the best-selling iPhones ever, which is usually the case. But it just seemed lackluster. And so hopefully we'll see something new soon, a new device, new something we haven't seen before. I would love to see something new. But it seems to be just device iterations, and that doesn't get me excited anymore. So anyway, that's my thoughts on the whole Apple event. If you'd like to comment and tell me how I'm wrong or right, send me an email, mrptechreviews@gmail.com. There has been a couple people that have emailed into the show recently. I've been super busy at work and again, haven't been feeling well earlier this week. So I will get back to you, and I apologize for not getting back just yet, but I will get back to you as soon as I can. That's going to do it for this week. Thanks everybody for listening. We will see you next time.